Sportsnet 650 presents Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And we welcome you to Park Drive on Commercial Drive at 2nd Avenue in Vancouver. It is the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, powered by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, 96.9 FM HD3, and available on all streaming devices. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, the Goodwill and Brand Ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. We've been doing the show several years now.
Yep.
And we have introduced so many new brands to the market. We've tried so many new brands ourselves. And it's always refreshing when you kind of meet somebody that has something where we've seen a lot of, in the RTD, in the canned cocktail, and this is not to denigrate any of the product out there, but there has been a lot of same. For the first couple of years of the show, there was an awful lot of same, maybe different flavor variations on same.
A lot of citrus.
And then, you know, we were starting to think, well, where is the market going? And you've always been at the cutting edge. You kind of see... Before we get into and introduce our first guest, I must ask you quickly, because we're now in a bit of a heat snap here. Not a heat dome, like last year,
yeah,
but a bit of a heat wave. Fireworks a couple times this week. People lining up like crazy to purchase their favorites.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I mean, it was like once January ended after 75 days, summer turned on. It was like we had saved it all up.
Right.
And now it's just, it's all hands on deck. Just keep those fridges stocked. Keep that product cold. Everything's good. But it's so much fun. You know what? Like, a lot of my staff, they haven't been to... non-COVID legacy. They haven't seen it summer busy. They haven't done a Christmas yet. They're looking at me like, this is crazy. I was like, well, you wait for Christmas. This is nothing. It's fun. Treat it like fun. Let's do this. We got tastings back at the store, the whole thing. And now, you know, spring training's over, and now we're ready. We're in mid-season form now.
And we're talking about one of our favorite liquids, which is tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Chandler Herbert, who is the CEO of Ole Cocktails. You can follow them on social media, at Ole Cocktails. Chandler, nice to have you in front of us, because that's the new norm now. We can actually be across the table from each other and sample things. Congrats on this brand. What's the origin? You were not in the booze business prior, I'm guessing.
No, I wasn't, and pleasure to be here, guys.
Thank you.
I was, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for about 14 years and had a couple of businesses in the past. And one thing I love to do is I always like to have different ideas and what's going on, consumer market trends. And as a tequila guy and a drinker, I was always curious. I'm like, why isn't anybody doing tequila-based cocktails? It never really made a lot of sense to me. And it was kind of an idea that percolated a couple years ago. I remember it was during Cinco de Mayo. And I was actually at Legacy. Daryl, I don't even know if you know the story. I was at Legacy, and I was trying to find a tequila cocktail. Obviously, it was during COVID, and just wanted to chill and have a couple tequila cocktails. And there really wasn't much available.
No. There might have been a couple of, like call it coolerized version of a margarita. Or I don't even think we had a Paloma. There's no way we had a Paloma at that time. But they were overly sweet. It wasn't really lime juice. It was more like Fresca kind of thing. So nobody was doing a true margarita Paloma at that time. Nobody was looking at this as something there, Joe. It wasn't mm-hmm. something that you could find at our store.
So we've had a number of people on the show. The most recent that comes to mind is Nick Kyprios and his wife, who created Little Buddha. And I know our buddy Craig from Good Times Gin and Tonics. A lot of these ideas started around like a kitchen island, where you're maybe, you know, having a few friends over, and, you know, the island is the best meeting spot in the house, as far as I'm concerned.
Kitchen parties, man.
Kitchen parties. What was the origins of Ole? When did you and whomever else you decided to embark upon this? Were you just like sampling and went, hey, I got a crazy idea. Why don't we throw our money together and do this?
That's exactly what it was. And I had no intention of starting this business.
No one ever does.
Yeah.
No one ever does.
I just kind of blacked out and here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it was, you know, there was obviously it's a very long process, longer than and harder than what most people would know, getting involved in the alcohol industry. And it was just, you know, getting, you know, flavors together, working with food scientists, how we can actually make this a brand. And then, you know, a lot of consumer trends, focus groups, and say, is something like this even viable? Is there demand for this? And we got samples together, and all my friends were guinea pigs, and they're like, you're not going to start an alcohol company. Don't be crazy. And I'm like, at that time, I didn't even know I was going to. And then we started getting some formulas together. I'm like, you know what? I think there could be something here. And I remember I went down to Legacy and I was chatting with Daryl, and I was just some guy off the street. And I'm like, I'm thinking about doing this. And he's kind of like, yeah, sure, buddy. Okay, yeah, I've seen this a million times.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got that idea, but how do you pull it off? Right? Where do you start?
Well, I mean, the thing is, fortunately, that there's been enough players in the marketplace that, you know, banks are familiar with the growing. They see the trends. They realize if you had been there like 10 years ago, you would have had a much harder sell than you do now. But at the same time, I think what you said is that you have to scope out the market. You have to know what the market wants. And I think, as we've often talked about in the show, Daryl, I think my first experience with tequila was not a pleasant one.
Most of us had a
bad introduction to tequila, and then we kind of walked away from it. And then you realize that, okay, like anything else, there's good, there's better, and there's really good.
I'll be honest, I'm jealous of anybody that was born in this century simply because they're coming to a world where tequila is fully developed, fully understood, and respected. When I came into the bar world, you graduated from tequila on your 25th birthday and never went back, right? And then it was there, and when Chandler came in, we tried some of the early kind of prototype things. Oh, this one's little flabby, could use a little more salt and stuff like that. And that was the one thing that really gravitated towards Chandler was the fact that he was like, oh, okay. And then we'd come back a couple weeks later and was like, here you go, try this. And I was like, oh, okay, this is not – I know more than everybody. I've got everything. This is the greatest thing, and I'm going to ram it down your throats till you don't try it. And then – a good friend of mine, really key influencer online named Nick Ghana. He's at Single Malt Daily. Single Malt Daily, big influencer. And he was like, bro, you got to check this thing out. Like, seriously. I'm like, yeah, I've been chatting with the guy and stuff like that. And he's like, no, this is the real deal. And then when we got to the final recipes of Margarita and Paloma, it was like, all right, I'll take the first two palettes of each flavor. And then I started calling industry friends. Like, I called competitors and was like, hey, you got to get in on this. Like, this thing's unreal. We got to back it because in our system, because the big Eastern guys still think government only, government store, government monopoly and stuff like that, Legacy's always been about small business people and small entrepreneurs and stuff like that. Chandler was absolutely that. But then they put in all these new rules to try to block entrepreneurship here in British Columbia. So it made it almost impossible to launch a brand because the government store didn't want any competition from the private channel. So it was like, we need a huge amount of people to pre-buy an item they've never tried before.
Yeah.
So it was almost like the entire industry, the private liquor channel, wrapped their arms around the brand and brought it into BC, and now it's blown up to where it's like, I'm talking like more than I've ever seen with Neutral, more than I saw with Nude, more than I saw with White Claw. This is something even bigger than that.
We're talking with Chandler Herbert, who is the CEO of Olay Cocktails, at Olay Cocktails on Instagram. We're broadcasting from Park Drive Commercial and Second on Sportsnet 650 AM. 96.9 FM HD3. So Chandler, the name actually has some significance. Yes, it's a affiliation with Mexico, but at the end of the day, Olay also has some significance to your name.
Yeah, of course. It's actually my legal middle name.
Your legal middle name. And you just know that if you've got that on your birth certificate, you kind of have to do something. Were you growing up, were you a tequila guy?
I've always loved tequila,
okay.
And I was never an expert like my partner Eli.
Right. Yeah.
I just knew I really enjoyed it, and I think we've all had that situation where we're younger. We had tequila that wasn't really real agave tequila.
Yeah, 51% tequila, 49% whatever they could find.
Exactly, we all had a bad night, and we kind of erased it from our memory. And we're off tequila, but I think it's gained a lot of popularity, also because it's real. It's made from an agave plant. And it's known as an upper. It's a cleaner drink. I don't know how scientifically proven it is.
It's real. You actually metastasize. So the type of sugar that an agave produces, similar to sugarcane, will actually give you a different kind of experience because you're metastasizing your liver differently. So like rum and tequila give you a natural high. There's a numbing factor to it. So Joe, you remember the old wives' tale of like, oh, rum on the gums when your tooth hurt kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's actually scientifically proven now.
Right.
And the same thing with tequila. Like true 100% tequila not mixed with anything brings you right up nice and happy.
Yeah.
So Chandler, when did you roll out Olay Cocktails? And what was the initial response and how has it morphed since then?
So we got the company together very quickly. It was basically the beginning of 2021, and we knew we had to hit spring, summer if we're going to make a go of this.
Yep.
And we put everything together, and we're like, all systems go, we're going to make this happen. We did a trial batch in March, and then we did our full batch in June, and we had no idea what was going to happen. You know, I didn't even tell most of my friends because I'm like, I don't even know if this is going to make it to market. And then people just seemed to resonate with the brand. And it wasn't just, like Daryl said, like we're adapting and we're changing. Like we don't have the ego where it's like, we know, we're going to make this happen. And it's like, market research, and we want to know what the customers think. And we felt like we create a brand that resonates with people and just create a product that's real ingredients. Mm-hmm. And Daryl mentioned, you know, the tequila, but same with, we use organic agave nectar, and we lightly sweeten it. So it's a lower glycemic rate. That's also one of the reasons for it. And we just wanted to create something that we felt like wasn't on the market. And the initial response was like, we were a little bit scared, to be honest with you. And then Daryl, obviously a huge supporter of ours, and he really helped because we had to get that minimum threshold of orders.
Yeah, we're talking like hundreds of cases ordered. Sight unseen, never allowed to taste it. So like, imagine like how impossible as a small business person is to achieve that.
Yeah, for sure. Right? But I think also we need to mention that there are some flavor profiles here. Because,
oh, yeah.
And what am I having, for example?
You're having the Tequila Paloma.
Tequila Paloma, yep.
Daryl's having the Sunrise. Yeah. Tequila Sunrise is our newer flavor.
Right.
So we started off with Margarita Paloma. Those were our first two SKUs. And then we added Chili Mango about 3 months ago. And then we thought, there isn't a single tequila mix pack in Canada. And it was a bit ambitious at the time, but we're like, we want to be the first to market to have a tequila mix pack.
Yeah.
And we launched that 6 weeks ago. And we've, the response has been beyond any of our expectations.
I'm on like my fourth palate already of the mixer. Because the only way to get the Tequila Sunrise, which is not just an incredible Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell film from the 1980s, it's a delicious
beverage. It's also a great Eagles song as well.
Oh, there
That's
you go. All right.
Full props,
but altogether, it's super great kind of stuff. You and I have always talked about it. I'm throwing it out there. Like, when do I get my Olé El Diablo? When do I finally get like an El Diablo? If you haven't had an El Diablo cocktail, one of the greatest tequila cocktails of all time.
So I'm guessing, Chandler, you know, like anything, you have to do it in baby steps. You know, you launch a brand, and you can't launch too many.
Right.
You want to see where the market goes. You want to see what's working, maybe what's not working. But I would suspect there is more on your drawing board for Olé.
Absolutely, there is. We kind of feel like we're just scratching the surface now. We're getting this brand out, and it's been received even, you know, past our expectations. And we know, you know, being a first mover in a different industry, we know we have to keep ahead, continue to innovate. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, because first movers doesn't necessarily mean you're at the top of your game or you stay there. So it's, for us, it's continue to innovate new flavors, obviously expansion, and, you know, just doing as much market research and understanding what consumer trends and what consumers want.
And you know, are you readily available in private and government liquor stores?
We are, private, and we have the Paloma Margarita, and we just got the mix pack listed at the government stores.
Well, it's fine. It is fine. I will say that.
It's excellent. It's perfect.
It is. It really is. And again, you know, we always love local. We always love local stories. This is so cool. It's called Olé Cocktails. You can check them out at Olé Cocktails on social media. Chandler Herbert, who is the CEO. Thanks for joining us. Nice to see you, man. Cheers.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate
that. That was awesome.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And we welcome you back to the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, also spirits. Joe Leary along with Daryl M from Park Drive on Commercial and Second, presented by CC&G, Canadian Club, and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one, available in tall cans. And flying off the shelves at Legacy, Daryl.
Ah, killing it. I love the fact that, like, that Canadian classic is now something I can take to the beach and not have to worry about bees.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're in your wheelhouse right now, because every month since the pandemic has basically lifted for the most part, we've been welcoming back brand ambassadors, and that is our bread and butter. That's our livelihood here, when these people that are experts on brands can come in and talk to us. And we've got a guy who is no stranger to the show. His name is James Bailey Leon. He is the National Spirits Ambassador for Proximo Spirits Canada. Plenty of good stuff in their portfolio, and I know you're like the kid under the Christmas tree right now, because we're talking whiskey.
We are talking whiskey, and we're talking a brand new whiskey that I haven't yet had the chance to try, but I just did, and it exceeds my expectations. I was waiting for this one for a very long time, and we've got the new Bushmills 10-year-old Causeway series. This is specifically aged in a cognac barrel, and it's a Canadian exclusive. You can't get this anywhere but Canada.
Well, do tell, James. When was this introduced, and what was the theory behind it being Canadian exclusive?
I can't speak to why it's just Canadian exclusive, but I'm just really, really happy the fact that we're only getting it up here in the north. I know for a fact that we've only made 4,800 bottles of this. So this is a super, super limited run.
So wait, you mean it's 4,799 bottles now are currently available?
This is the sample one. No. This is the sample one that we've got here. But this is something that's really cool. Bushmills being one of the oldest licensed whiskey distilleries in the world dating back like 1608. Like, there's a lot of heritage behind it. For a long time, a lot of people have associated with us keeping to tradition, keeping the same process, and not really gravitating or evolving from there. A lot of people might be familiar with Bushmills Original, the Black Bush. You might even see the Bushmills 10. We're really happy that we actually do produce a lot of single malts. And so this Bush 10 is actually a single malt, and it's part of the Causeway Collection. The Causeway Collection is a whole collection of different experiments that we've done. So at the basement of Bushmills, we actually have anywhere between 40 to 60 different finishes in oak, and we're playing around with different barrels. We play around with acacia wood, we've been playing around with cherry wood. In this one in particular, we've been playing around with a cognac finish. So we barrel aged the single malt for 7.5 years inside of Oloroso sherry casks. After it's been there for 7.5 years, we then take it out and transfer it into cognac casks for a 2.5 year finish. So just having that Oloroso sherry and having that cognac with already the aromas from the single malt that you're getting from the Bushmills, it's so delicious. This is something for me that it's a guilty pleasure. I almost feel scared bringing it along wherever I'm traveling across Canada, just because I'm scared somebody's gonna steal it from my bag when I check it in. But I mean, I'm very happy that this is a Canada exclusive, and there are gonna be many more that potentially will be Canadian exclusives, but this was just one of the experiments that they said, you know what, we think that this is gonna be really good for the Canadian market.
Well, no one knows whiskey like Daryl Lamb. So before I ask you your thoughts on this, Daryl, I want to ask you, you always tell me that Vancouver is a white spirit town, and we know that, but you obviously, you're a whiskeyologist. where is whiskey ranking? And is it a steady market? Is it an ever-growing market? And who is the market?
Canada actually punches way above our weight population-wise for whiskey. We are a whiskey country and a premium whiskey country as well. And one of the things that I like is Irish whiskey is really in a renaissance. People are really going back and realizing, because there was almost this idea that it was an inferior product to their Scottish Gaelic cousins just across the water. And I think that was more of the old 20th century system, the governmental system, where there was like 5 whiskeys in the whole world and that was all you're allowed to drink. Now with this huge plethora and stores like Legacy and in British Columbia, we can have all these different flavors. And it's forcing innovation, and it's really creating a whiskey culture that's there. I mean, for James to tell us about this 10-year-old to be Oloroso Sherry first, then Cognac, those are two of the most expensive barrels you can buy. In the old 20th century Canada, they wouldn't even look at our market for something like this. They're like, they're just going to put ginger ale on top of it anyway. Now, I mean, you're trying this, Joe. It's elegant. You got that dry fruit, the nuttiness from the sherry, the grape, that nice soft fruitiness of it. This is an exceptional single malt whiskey, and it comes from Ireland, and the price is fantastic.
So, James, is this kind of an acknowledgement of such a heritage brand to make something Canadian exclusive? Is that Bushmills saying, hey, Canada, we got you. You're a big supporter.
Absolutely. It's, as Daryl was saying, Irish whiskey is just on the rise right now. And I think that it's something that for affordability, you're getting your best value when it comes down to Irish whiskey. And I think a lot of Canadians are really starting to perceive that you can have an amazing old fashioned that's not going to break the bank. You can have an amazing whiskey that's just going to go alongside any meal or just sip it on its own, and it's not going to break the bank. Yet you're still getting a single malt. Yet you're still getting something that's been triple distilled, and it's ultra smooth. So I think that back in Ireland, Northern Ireland, at Bushmills, they're realizing that Canada's a big supporter of their product. And this is kind of a little treat. It's kind of like it's our allowance, so to speak, for doing such a good job with Irish whiskey.
Now, I mean, this is great, Joe. This is a limited edition, 4,800 bottles. But let's go back to some of those OGs, because there's a reason they earned that reputation. Black Bush is always at my house. It is one of the best put together quintessential whiskeys planet-wide. If you've got a small whiskey collection at home and you want to have, like, you need one Irish, make sure it's Black Bush, because it's sherry cask, triple distilled, it's perfect Irish whiskey. And then if you want to have a hammer, go for this guy, because I don't know, I shouldn't fall in love with this whiskey because I know I'm never going to taste it again because it's going to sell out very quickly. But hopefully that Causeway series keeps coming with these kind of hits. This is amazing.
It is the RTD show and spirit show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3, and available to be streamed through all streaming devices. James Bailey Leon is our guest, the National Spirits Ambassador for Proximo Spirits Canada. We're talking Bushmills whiskey. And because it's been a while since we've had a whiskey brand ambassador on the show, James, I must ask you, let's say you're minding your own business, you're sitting at a bar, sipping on a Bushmills, person beside you orders one with ginger ale. Are you pulling your hair out, or are you going, hey, your dime, your choice?
That's exactly my thought. Anybody enjoys their cocktail however they enjoy their cocktail, however they enjoy their spirit. I might twitch a little bit if they were doing the Causeway Collection, if they had the cognac finish and they asked for it with ginger ale. Mind you, I've seen some celebrities who've ordered really expensive bottles and decided to put cranberry juice inside of it. Serving it behind bar.
Yeah.
It is the way you enjoy your spirit.
Tip still counts.
Tips. But I do have to say that with Bushmills, not even just the Causeway, but I think even with Blackbush, that Daryl, you're mentioning earlier, that's one of my favorites to drink in a Boulevardier. I'm doing an Irish whiskey Boulevardier, sipping that before, I think it works really, really well within cocktails. Irish whiskey is just so versatile within cocktails. You can have an Irish whiskey Gold Rush, where you're just having lemon juice, a little bit of honey syrup, dash of bitters if you want, and you've got something crushable and refreshing for summertime.
So let me ask you, doing the quick math, if there's 4,900 bottles and there's some 30 million people in Canada, that would tell me there's not a whole lot of distribution across the great True North Strong and Free. How is this going to be available, and where is it going to be available?
Well, we have it here at Legacy and got a big stack of it because I knew how good this was. I think it's only in a few provinces. This isn't quite Canada-wide,
It's not nationwide. No, this is only in select provinces.
St. Joe, we've been selected.
We've been selected.
One thing I love about this, and because it is the height of summer, Irish whiskey makes an exceptional whiskey soda. So if you want to just get a Blackbush, even this, if you want to make a baller whiskey soda with those nice, soft, gentle fruit flavors, they'll really bloom with a little touch of soda water. Another one that I like, we're talking about Boulevardiers. If we call a Scottish Manhattan a Rob Roy, can we call an Irish Manhattan a Grace O'Malley if we go for like another kind of thing?
Why not?
So Grace O'Malley, which is just Manhattan with Irish whiskey, that as your base for a Manhattan, a Grace O'Malley would be fantastic.
So this will be, again, on the shelves here at Legacy Liquor Store, and I'm guessing on select shelves at some of the select bars and restaurants in Vancouver. I would guess our friends at Fett's will probably have this Grace O'Malley.
Eric and Allure are going to be all over it. They love Bushmills, which is great. So the biggest whiskey bar in Canada is on Commercial Drive, not Yonge Street in Toronto. So make sure you go to Fett's Whiskey Kitchen and get yourself some Bushmills stuff.
It is a winner. James Bailey Leon, the National Spirits Ambassador for Proximo Spirits Canada on the RTD show on Sportsnet. Cheers, James. We'll see you next time.
Cheers. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind. It needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
The RTD and Spirit Show on Sportsnet presents On the Shelves with Dave Benson of Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway and Vine. We'll keep you up to date on all that's in and coming in the red-hot world of RTD and Spirits. Here's what's on the shelves.
Time again for On the Shelves, presented by the Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway, just down from the Regal Beagle. Joe Leary, along with Dave Benson, who is the proprietor. And Dave, we finally got some stinking hot weather, and of course, you've been blessed with a couple of fireworks nights. And here in the West, here in the Kits area, there's some really good vantage points for fireworks. So I'm guessing you probably sold a bottle or two or a can or two in the last couple of days.
Just a couple, and I think no big deal. Yeah, no, I sell the second most sought after drug. The number one for Vancouverites is the yellow thing in the sky, Joe. We're like rats. We scurry out. We don't know what we're doing, but it's outside and it usually involves seeing me. So it's been pretty busy and it's been a lot of fun.
So what trends do you notice from the retail point of view? Because as the weather gets warmer, obviously, you know, beer is considered a summer drink, not necessarily a fall drink. I think all those rules are kind of gone away. I think you drink what you drink when you want to drink it.
100%. There used to be these sort of categories. You drink white wine
wine here and red wine here and that sort of thing. I think that's all out the window. I think people just realize if I like it, I'm going to drink it. And I mean, even right now, we sell a number of dark beers, you know, because people just like dark beers and IPAs and things like that. People don't stop because it's 30 plus degrees out. So it's interesting to see.
Well, let's go through the shelves then. And let's first of all zero in. This is the RTD show, primarily dealing with canned cocktails. But of course, beer is the original RTD. So first of all, let's start with the new in box foursomes in terms of RTDs.
Well, I'm going to do a couple of them. Two of them are gin-based. One's Dylan's. It's out of Ontario. We've talked about this before on previous shows. It's an elevated cocktail. The gin is not syrup-based. It's actual craft gin, and you can really taste the difference. And we just got those in. They're very tasty. This is the weather for them. I know I just said that, you know, dismiss that. But on a hot summer day, a nice gin cocktail like this, you'll enjoy it. It's tremendously good.
Okay, so it's Dylan's gin-based cocktails. And again, it looks like it's coming in a four-pack?
No, it's a six. This one's a six-pack. Right. And it's this one I've got here is tangerine and lemon. And it's just super refreshing. It's not overbearing. And again, you can taste the quality. It's like you're pouring yourself a nice, proper, good quality gin with a good quality tonic. And then obviously they put their flavoring in there just to take it over the top. So it's really good.
Okay, next on the list here, I see a box in front of me called Vizzy. I've seen this a lot. I've yet to try it. What exactly is Vizzy?
It's another hard seltzer. It's like a White Claw, of course. And to be honest with you, we just got it in because one of my customers requested it and it's been flying off the shelves. I myself haven't even had a chance to try it yet, but the feedback is they're good and people have been asking for it. They got some really cool flavors of blueberry, pomegranate, you know, stuff that I haven't seen yet in this form. So they're out there and they've you can't miss their packaging. It's bright orange and it stands out. And like I said, I've had a number of people ask for it, and since we brought it in about a week ago, we've cleaned ourselves out of it.
And I think it's important to note at Kitsilano Liquor Store, because you've mentioned this before, if a customer comes in and wants to try it out, you're willing to sort of seek it out and bring it in for them.
We're like a booze DJ, Joe, right? I play requests. Yeah, I play requests. So that's how I like to stock my store. My opinion, I joke, it matters the least. I want to hear from my people, and they guide me. And, you know, everyone goes to different places. They come across different things, and they come back and report to me. And if I can get it, I'll buy it, because I have a shopping problem as it is. So there you go.
Okay, elsewhere on the shelves of the Kitsilano Liquor Store, obviously you've got a full selection of wine, of spirits, and beer. What is your wine choice for this month, Dave?
Well, you're going to go with my bread and butter, which is bread and butter Chardonnay. Okay. And it's a very nice, refreshing wine year round. It's high quality, but doesn't break the bank, which is something that's important these days with the prices of everything going up. So if you like a nice, cool glass of wine, this is it for you. The bread and butter. Actually, they have lovely reds as well. They have a Cab Sav and a Pinot Noir. Their whole lineup's really solid. But their Chardonnay is sort of the one that leads the pack. So
your spirit of choice is a Scotch blend. Looks like it's got an interesting label.
Yeah, Politician. And it's really good and it's really affordable too. And that's what I'm looking for. You see a little bit of a theme there. Good quality that doesn't break the bank. It's a Scotch blend. And for some reason, I find this day and age, so many people are getting into whiskeys and they're very sort of focused on single malts. But don't discount the blends. Back in the day, Chivas and stuff like that, you know, people drank that. They weren't so snooty when it came to Scotch. Give these blends a chance. This is a very nice Scotch and it doesn't break the bank. And just put the single malts aside for a minute and just close your eyes and drink it. And you'll go, that's a tasty, tasty whiskey.
Okay, and finally, what is your beer of choice?
You know what? Hot weather. We just not something overly complicated. Phillips has got a Cold Snap Kolsch.
Yeah, underrated beer is a Kolsch.
We talked about that off air. I made the correlation to wines and certain varietals that just don't get, like a Gamay Noir and Chenin Blancs that don't get. The Kolsch is one of those in a beer format. It is not that complicated. Don't overthink it. Don't get too caught up in the name. Just you have that thing cold, and you're going to not regret it, and it'll go down super fast. That's probably the only problem with it is it's very, very crushable.
All products, of course, mentioned are on the shelves of the Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway, just by Arbutus. Don't be dismayed. Yes, there's some road construction going on, but each day I seem to drive by, it seems to get a little bit simpler to navigate West Broadway.
Yeah, it is. It's not too bad at all. It's the crews have been pretty good. They have a lot of people working there, but they get the traffic flowing. It's not jammed up. It was bad, you know, maybe three, four months ago, but it's cleared up quite a bit since then.
Dave Benson, a pleasure. Stay hydrated, my friend, and we'll see you in August.
It sounds good, Joe. I don't know about the hydrated. I tend to dehydrate people. Yeah. But anyways,
cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
On the Shelves with Dave Benson on Sportsnet, presented by Kitsilano Liquor Store, 2289 West Broadway at Vine, offering a wide variety of beer, wine, and spirits, and backed by a staff that is second to none. It's your source for all things in the world of RTD in the heart of Kits. For the latest on special arrivals and monthly giveaways, follow them on Instagram at Kitsilano Liquor Store.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
Broadcasting from Park Drive on Commercial Drive at 2nd Avenue in East Vancouver. I'm Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador, the goodwill ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. This is the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails. Sponsored in part by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one. We're broadcasting on Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM, HD3, and available through all streaming devices. Daryl Lamb, of course, we're cracking open a nice Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. This is a product that we, first of all, welcome Mark Bailey to the program. Mr. Bailey, always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Thank you for having me. Greatly appreciated. Glad we're cracking cans.
We have met our new cold one, and it's been taking off. So I saw you a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to the BC Lions for doing such a tremendous
job. Really good job, right?
Very good.
Yeah, so Mr. Dolman, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a street party to launch the home opener.
Yes, sir.
And I had the good fortune to run into you down there. And Canadian Club and Ginger Ale was, because it was just so
cool. It was
cool.
A hit.
It was so cool to see people jacked up about the Lions. Also so cool to see street events where you can actually get product in front of people and you can see the reaction. What kind of reaction did you get from the fan base?
Well, we had a huge positive reaction. I mean, kudos to the BC Lions and, you know, their operating team there with getting that thing out there with the street party. I believe it's actually coming back, I think, in a week or two because it was such a success. They haven't had it, obviously, since the season opener. But with regards to the Canadian Club and Ginger Ale trial, we activated there at the outdoor party. They had, like, Biff Naked playing, a bunch of live other bands, and they did a phenomenal job with all the performances. But we were lined up the entire time. And, you know, no disrespect to any of the other brands that were there. They weren't lined up like us. We had literally a sea of people in the entire crowd, you know, wearing a CC swag, you know, showing up and showing out. And, you know, it was just great to see the actual impact that we had with the product, because that was our first biggest BC kind of trial with being able to actually do something such as that in that space. So it was a huge success.
I mean, I loved it. I thought it was great. I think I love the fact that many people came out to the Lions game. I love the fact that, like, I mean, Joe, this is one of the oldest whiskey brands in the world, not just Canada. Like, we're talking 1858, like before Canada. A lot of popular whiskeys from Scotland, definitely from Japan. Japan didn't even start until like the 20s.
Correct.
So, I mean, you're talking about a brand that has, you know, 170 years of equity behind it, classic kind of thing. And the CC and Ginger, the Canadian Club and Ginger, is iconic. But let's be honest, it kind of had a bad 20-year run because that was my dad's drink or whatever, right? And then watching a lot of the younger people take a sip and go, Oh, I get it. This is why we drink this stuff. Yeah. It's delicious.
It's a classic.
Well, as we've often said on this program, Daryl, when you have a heritage brand, of which Canadian Club is one, if it's endured this many years, they're doing something right. It may have fallen out of favor, not necessarily saying CC, but some of these brands might have fallen out of favor. We had one brand on the show, which you and I both know what that is. People go, that's still around?
Oh yeah.
And they're just stunned to know that, oh yeah, that's that beverage still exists. But again, maybe it's just fallen out of the scope because there's so much new product coming out. But I'll tell you what I like about this, Mark, and we have been doing this show, gosh, we don't know exactly how many years now, but
years upon years.
And we have tried many a cocktail combination, and again, I'm not disparaging anyone, but in a lot of them, the main star should be the iconic brand, the brand.
Yes sir.
And a lot of times, it kind of gets buried, and you don't really taste it.
The soda water and the flavor takes over.
In the Canadian Club and ginger ale, you taste the Canadian Club.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, thanks for a little bit of a history lesson. Since 1858, Canadian Club, older than Canada itself. And, of course, we must be doing something right with the brand for sure. And this is just our first release here, with this segment. There's going to be more things to come with it as time evolves. And, to your point, yes, you can definitely taste the whiskey. But, don't let that, kind of throw you off if you're not a whiskey consumer. We've been able to get a lot of trial with people that aren't whiskey drinkers. And, to Daryl's point, he said, that was my dad's drink or my grandfather's drink. And maybe you're like, I can't associate with that. But there's so many consumers, whether they're male, female, an older generation, younger generation, they're like surprised by the flavor and like, I don't drink whiskey, but like, wow, like I really enjoy that. And the refreshment of the cocktail itself, like a classic cocktail, it's been so fun to get to market and do trial.
But at the same time, like if you love your dad and a lot of us do or did, if your dad has a sports team, chances are you followed the sports team.
Right.
If your dad had a political leaning, chances are you had that.
What you're doing Sunday mornings, probably what dad did Sunday mornings.
Exactly.
Morning, right?
So if dad drank Canadian Club, likely that would have been your drink of choice because that's what your dad.
But I like the fact that like the CC&G is the start.
Yeah.
Like to Mark's point, there's a lot of things you can do. And famous bartender in town, he likes the CC&G, and then he spikes it with the Jornitos lime shot. So it's a 100% agave tequila infused with lime juice. And so you get this kind of Mexicanada thing going because a CC&G or a Ryan Diet or a Ryan Coke, I like a little lime. It really does pop it. Mm-hmm. With a CC&G, I pour it in the glass, squeeze some lime, and it's great to go. But now I'm like, well, why don't I just jack this with some tequila and lime on top of that? And it's
Daryl
fantastic.
Likes to turn up. He's turning up.
Hey, man, it was my birthday last week, and I
happy
was like,
belated.
I was like, let's do this. Let's make sure this happens. And so, then we went to an escape room with my two small kids, and we did not escape.
So, Mark, we were talking about the Lion Street Party in advance of the home opener. And again, it was so cool to see events back out in public where you can get product in front of people. Are there more plans for Canadian Club and Ginger Ale to get themselves in front of the public?
We've been very fortunate to have the support that we've had from our brand team on a national basis, and we've done a lot of trial across the country with this brand. And here within BC, Vancouver in particular, I mean, we've been activating in many, many different golf courses. The Honda Celebration of Light, we've done this whole week. So we've had activation going, handing a lot of free swag, interacting with the general public, giving people an opportunity to really get liquid to lips and, discover this opportunity for themselves to see if it's something they can identify with. So it's been really good. This last week, I mean, we just did like 5 different golf tournaments. It's been very busy for our commercial sales team out there. And we activated with the SFU football alumni tournament, the Rick Klassen Memorial up at Westwood Plateau. In addition, like the week after, we did the UBC football alumni one at Tawasin Springs. We did a celebrity golf tournament at Tawasin Springs as well. It was like back to back. So, it's been very, very active out there with regards to this brand and getting as many people to obviously give it a chance.
And I understand our friend Mark here has affiliations with both SFU and UBC.
I'd say, he played in the last Shrum Bowl they ever did.
And to my mind, I was surprised to learn that I thought that was a continue. I thought maybe that was shuttered by COVID. But the Shrum Bowl was put on hold long before COVID was on our landscape.
Yeah, so the Shrum Bowl hasn't been played since 2010. To give a little idea of how old I may be, I played in the very last one, unfortunately, I played it. Unfortunately, it was 12 years ago. So many student athletes have come.
And you won, right, Mark? You won that Shrum Bowl?
I lost the last one as a Thunderbird to the then SFU.
Are you being that guy right now?
I thought he won, honestly.
Okay.
Now I'm sure we have some friends.
I'm sure the wounds, are still there, Daryl.
Well, I'm 2-2 in the Shrum Bowl. Won two, I lost two. But, to come back, it's coming back December 2nd. Right. It's going to be at SFU this year. The brand new stadium just finished completion last year. It's undercover. I know December 2nd, you're like, Burnaby Mountain. They're going to put on a great show, and it'll be American football rules.
So NCAA rules.
Yeah. NCAA rules this year, because in 2010, when it was last played, it was Canadian football rules as UBC plays Canadian college football.
So I know this is an RTD show, but just let me divert for a second. Speaking of American rules, obviously four downs instead of three, but fair catch? So the CFL doesn't recognize, Canadian football doesn't recognize the fair catch.
No, they do a five-yard.
You get the no-yard, now it's five. 15. Yeah.
Okay. 15-yard.
So, rules, 15, in American rules, then, will there be a fair catch?
It should be, yeah. It'll be all of them. Okay. So like, for a lot of these guys, and depending on where you're from, I mean, I know we're here to talk about Canadian Club Ginger, and we're going to be activating at the Shrumble with Canadian Club Ginger Ale. So make sure you come there and you know, be prepared to be
we're still on sports.
Getting
net,
refreshed.
So we
are.
We got to talk sports. We're talking sports.
So, you know, but it'll be interesting because, you know, a lot of these student-athletes, for example, they may not have ever played American football, you know, depending on where you're coming from. So if you're a recruit coming out of British Columbia to play university football and you played high school, British Columbia is the only province in Canada that plays American rules at the high school level.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of these recruits that went to UBC that now play Canadian already have played American. But if you're a kid that got recruited, say, from Quebec, and you're coming to UBC, you've never played a down of American football in your life, probably. So there's going to be a bit of a learning curve for some of these student athletes. And you know what? The history behind it, it's exciting, guys. Since the 60s, the game's been going on and off.
Yeah, now, as an Ontario kid, like, who's Shrum?
Like Dr. Warren Shrum.
Gordon Shrum?
Or sorry, yes, Dr. Gordon Shrum.
Okay. Now, what did he do? Was he a football guy? Did he do both?
Well, my understanding is that the history with him is he was actually imparted in both campuses, so he has a legacy at both campuses, and I believe that's how the whole thing came to fruition. Is that he had a lot of things in which he had done and accomplished at the UBC. You know, UBC.
The Bailey Bowl.
I heard. We need people to show up. I heard that he had created the Shrum Punch, and it just got changed to Rum Punch.
Anyway.
Bringing it back to the spirits that we talk about, CC&G, meet your new cold one. Daryl, one of the things that's so cool about this is that we've seen a number of brands come and go. Largely they stay, obviously, but very few of these brands are of the iconic nature.
And, 170 and years?
170
yeah,
no, years.
You're talking about on your hands.
You've mentioned before that a lot of people associate something of legacy status with, oh, that was my dad's drink or my grandfather's drink or whatever. But it's nice to know that, like, top-shelf spirits are getting in the RTD game.
Yeah, I love it. I think that speaks to the volumes, to the how important RTD is. And it's crazy. For the last 3 months, regular sales, RTD is now outselling beer at Legacy.
Wow.
Like, just straight
impressive.
Up. Special orders, nothing like that. Just that the whole thing has turned on its head. It is a completely different world than the one we grew up. When I was a kid, there was a Brontosaurus. There's no more Brontosaurus. There was 9 planets. Now there's only 8 planets. And people drank beer when it was hot.
Yeah.
Yes. Now they don't. It's crazy. The whole world's over.
And the other thing is that, before we let you go, Mark, there's always been talk, or we've talked on this show before, about the possibility of variations on this theme
will
sort of surface down the road from Canadian Club. Are there plans afoot to do anything different with this CC&G?
Well, I know if Daryl had his way, we would see it in a Manhattan in the On the Rocks.
On the Rocks, Manhattan, Canadian Club all day long. But I love it. I got to give a shout out to the Homer Street Cafe. They did the Canadian Club 100% Rye Manhattan Happy Hour Special. It is one of the best drinks you'll have in all of Vancouver.
Well, it's nice to see Mark. Did you want to say?
I wanted to add. We do have other plans, though.
Of course.
Wanted to throw in what Daryl's plan would be, but at the same time, too, we do have plans to evolve. So we're going to have something released next year as well. And, you know, just the way you've seen these other big companies in which they've got activations with innovation, with, you know, what flavor of White Claw is it, this with the seltzer, and so on. So, you know, we're going to have some other things coming out for the public, and we've already evolved quite a bit in other markets, you know, whether it be New Zealand or Australia. You're going to see different variations of CC and cocktails in cans already. So I don't know if I want to say we're playing a little bit of catch up here in Canada, but we're definitely not as evolved with the Canadian Club concept as some other markets.
One day Legacy might be like, where it's like, do you have the Mexican Coke, do you have the Israeli Coke? It'll be like, do you have the New Zealand Canadian Club, do you have the Australian Canadian Club? That could be fun.
Canadian Club and ginger ale now in tall cans. CC&G, meet your new cold one. Mr. Mark Bailey, thank you so much, my friend. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female. And if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y @gmail.com.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
Broadcasting from Park Drive on Commercial Drive at 2nd Avenue in East Vancouver, it is the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3, and available on all streaming devices, sponsored by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, the Goodwill and Brand Ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. And I'm really excited to try this brand because I've heard a lot about it. And you're telling me off air that it was here a couple of shows ago and I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
they were getting a drop off here at Park Drive for Los Amo. This was my absolute favorite product for this year that I wanted to try when I heard it was coming to market because I'm such a fan of the product in Mexico. This is a Mexican iconic brand.
An iconic Mexican brand that's got a bit of a twist. It is called Topo Chico. And it is a hard seltzer. Craig Stout is a sales manager for Topo Chico. Craig, welcome to the program, first of all. But, again, you know, not that Canada's in the mix a lot of times, but sometimes we're a little late to the party to sort of get products to cross the border. But finally, it has arrived here. Tell us about the origins, because I understand it started off as just kind of like a seltzer water thing.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, guys. I really appreciate
it.
Happy to have a drink with you guys and chat a bit more about Topo Chico. So, yeah, Topo Chico did start as a mineral water seltzer in Mexico originally. Worked its way up to the States in 1987. So it is really well known down, especially Texas and California.
They got that beautiful little green bottle, kind of like aquamarine blue.
Yeah.
Like, it's gorgeous. Like, when you see it, like, the first time I laid eyes on it when I was in, like an XOXO or maybe a Modelo, like, convenience store, I was like, I need to have that. That looks refreshing.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. So I can see why it took off.
Yeah, it stands out. It's really iconic down in the States, that clear bottle. Really nice, kind of a premium feel to it compared to, you know, a lot of, like, plastic bottles or things like that
for
the non-alc versions. So it is pretty exciting. We just launched in May this year in Canada with the alcoholic version. It's 4.7%, so not quite 5%, but still not a super light drink there. And really where the story comes from, inspired by a story about 1,400 years ago in Mexico. There was a Mexican emperor at the time. He was looking for a water source for his people, started looking for one that kind of brought, like, revitalized people, brought some more vigor to them. Went looking in the mountains and found a spring out there and brought that in as the Topo Chico, naming after the range where he found it. So it has over 100-year history in Mexico, 1987 in the States, and we're lucky enough to actually have the alcoholic version in Canada before we actually have the non-alcoholic version.
Yeah, you'll see Topo Chico bottles on, like, Craigslist and guys, like, kind of black market sources trying to get Topo Chico because it's really good. And it's been used in cocktails, Joe, for a long time because the purity of the water, the clarity of the flavors really bring it out, right? So you've got things like Texas Ranch waters, tequila sodas, all this stuff being made with Topo Chico, and they finally just, they took the middleman out and made it good for us so we can just crack a can and have at it. And you don't have to, like, meet a guy in a dodgy Rona parking lot to get your hands on Topo Chico.
So considering, Craig, how long the product has been around in its original form, when did the process begin to try and see if we could bring it up to Canada?
It really started last year when we launched in the States and had really great success there. We're a top 10 seltzer brand in the States with Topo Chico already and seeing great growth just for launching May 2nd in Canada here.
I heard it's even higher than top 10. I heard it's like number 4.
Number 4 in the States?
Four, yeah.
There we go, yeah, pretty high up there.
Yeah.
I know we're seeing a lot of success here. New brand, you know, a lot of awareness from the non-alc version in Canada and seeing steady week after week growth. I think the last sales number I had, we had 4,000 six-packs sold in a week. For something that's been around for a couple months is great to see.
So let me ask you, that said, because there's no shortage of product, you know, maybe not necessarily in a similar vein, but there's no shortage of product in the RTD family. How do you make noise? How do you sort of differentiate yourself and get some attention in a very, very crowded market?
I think it, like, first off, it's the legend of Topo Chico, right? Because a lot of us that have worked in hospitality, worked in bars, were aware of it, but never ever got to try it, or only if we ever went down to Mexico. And if you stay in resort, the resorts don't carry it. You got to get out into the street. And I think the other thing that's really working on is, like, it's a seltzer, yes, but it's not soda water. It's mineral water. So it's the first kind of, like, Topo Chico mineral water hard seltzer. So there's more flavor. Like, try it. I've got the strawberry in my glass, and you get that, like, pure Mexican strawberries. Like, you're buying it at a bodega. It's got that nice ripe clamshell flavor. But then you get that really nice Topo Chico, like, earthiness to it. There's a minerality to it. It's not just water and carbon dioxide that's been, like, taken out of the ground by Nestlé. This is something completely different. This is Topo Chico from Mexico, and I think it's spectacular.
And how has it been received thus far? Because this is a brand-new entry into the Canadian market.
Yeah, brand new, and seeing great reception so far. We've been fortunate enough to get with a lot of local events around the city. We were just at Catalano Festival. We're going to be at Kids Fest coming up next weekend as well. Vancouver Mural Festival will be there with Topo Chico too. So it's been great to get out there and get a lot of awareness from people that may not have been knowledgeable about Topo Chico in the past. And seeing great results from people trialing it there, going to store to buy it. I know it is available at Legacy Liquor Store.
Absolutely.
Great partner of ours, as well as BC Liquor Stores around the province and a ton of other independents.
So you hinted at a flavor. Tell us about the various profiles you have here in Topo Chico.
Yeah, so really the flavors we were going for was kind of based on that, you know, Mexican heritage, trying to find flavors that really drew to that culture. So we have the strawberry guava, which we're trying right now, which has, I think, been our top seller so far.
Oh, yeah.
I know it is at Legacy as well. The other ones we have is a tropical mango, tangy lemon lime, and an exotic pineapple. So really trying to play on those summery, nice flavors as well, hitting into the heat that we're having right now. Perfect for refreshing on the beach.
What I like is seeing people where they see it, they look at it, and they're, is that what I think it is? It's like, yeah, it is exactly what you think it is, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's the Kaiser Soze of the RTD world. Does it really exist, right? And it does. You can get it. I like the fact that we'll see it at different festivals. We're seeing there. It was at Carnival del Sol. They sold out in the first hour. Like, you couldn't get Topo Chico after an hour at that festival. And it was like a two-day festival. They were gone after an hour.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because I was mentioning to Craig earlier when we met. I just came from Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway, my friend Dave Benson. And I said, I'm going to do the show. He goes, oh, who's on the show today? I said, Topo Chico. He said, can you get them in touch with me? So, again, there's that brand awareness again. But these are people that are in the industry, in fairness. But if you've been to Mexico, you're familiar with the brand. Yep. I just think it's so cool that we can now see it up here. And I can only imagine, with the marketing drive that I'm sure you will engage upon. And, again, as you said, like festivals, now that things are back again, now that we can live a pretty normal life, and we're, you know, only at the midpoint of the summer, I can only imagine the exposure you'll give it.
Yeah, no, it'll be great, and I'm really looking forward to attending Kids Fest next weekend. Yeah. I know it'll be a great time, and on the beach in the sun is the perfect time for a Topo Chico.
So where does this type of product, find its lane in the marketplace? Because, I mean, we started off when we did the show. Was it 5 years ago we started the show?
Yep.
And it was a vodka soda world. That was canned vodka sodas was everywhere. And then other brands and other styles of liquor started to find their lane. In terms of hard seltzers, is that a growing market? Do you see that at Legacy?
To be honest, no. I think the hard seltzer, we've been there, done that kind of thing. And like we're seeing tequila raise up. And that's why I think Topo Chico's found its space, because this is a vodka soda or a hard seltzer that's got more going on than just lemon, lime, or grapefruit, or mango, or what, like the standard kind of thing. Because it's got that Topo Chico mineral water, it's got that Mexican flair. It's super refreshing, it's clean, but it's got a lot more flavor. I mean, you're trying it, it just blows up a little bit more than, say, the big brand hard seltzers that just try to make it taste like lime water.
And I think that's an important distinction, Daryl, because we've often talked on the show that, the industry trend generally is a 5% alcohol. And then there's a couple players out there. They're now dancing in the 7% range, which is kind of cool. But at the same time, if you're doing something with a different flavor blend, which Topo Chico is, if it falls a little shy of 5, I to my taste, I don't notice that.
No, I agree. I think the best thing about it is how refreshing it actually is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes for me, when I'm having a vodka soda, the amount of acid just tears me up. Like, I get the heartburn or something fierce kind of thing. With these, I mean, there's like a fatness to it. And that's that natural, like, mineral water. It's not acid. And that's why I think that these are working so well.
So, Craig, I don't know your background in terms of how long you've been playing this, working in the business of selling alcoholic drinks. But is it kind of cool to have a project like this where you take on a brand that you may or may not have been that familiar with, but you know that there's already some market, some built-in identity? Is it kind of cool to sort of roll it out into a brand new territory like the True North Strong and Free here?
Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity. I've been with Molson for about 7 years now. And one thing with launching a new brand that already has a bit of brand identity, you do have fans that have some awareness of it. Like Daryl said, certain people, especially in the industry, been to Mexico and tried it, they're really aware of it. But you get to kind of seed with them, and they can kind of take a case to their friends, and they see it, get excited about it as well, and you just get that word of mouth coming from it. So it's a great way to go and trial out, and really excited to build the brand here and get to launch it first.
Daryl, I think one of the things that we've talked about before, and I hopefully there is a plan in place or there's a push to get products into more places like here at Park Drive, where they do have a good canned cocktail program. Because a lot of places, you may not be able to sample this, but there's not a lot of hard seltzers that you can make in your place of establishment.
No. Okay,
you can make a lot of vodka sodas. You can make a lot of gin and tonics.
All the different
flavors. You can't make a hard seltzer.
I think what's interesting now is, like, essentially our labor crunch is forcing a lot of these bars to adopt this.
Right.
So you want to go out and you got 200 people run at your bar, and three of your five bartenders have called in with sunstroke because it's a nice day. And you got to go out there, and now you got to serve all this stuff. Wouldn't you rather be cracking Topo Chicos and handing them, charging them $8? They're happy with what you gave them. Real easy. No bartender shrink. No breakage. None of that kind of stuff. And bartenders, bar managers, and more particularly bar and restaurant owners are now starting to see the value. I mean, you and I have been talking about this for years, about bartender shrink, missing product, breakage, glassware replacement, all those expensive costs go away if you start serving canned cocktails. Just crack a can of Topo Chico, charge them $8, and you're good to go. And the industry is finally coming along with us on that.
It is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're familiar with the brand, as a lot of us are, it's called Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. Craig Stout is the sales manager. Congrats on introducing a brand new product on our show. And look forward to seeing where this thing goes down the road.
Thanks, guys. No, it's been great to be here. Appreciate you having me, and excited to see where we're going after this.
Can't wait.
And only get bigger.
Cheers.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap from Park Drive on Commercial at 2nd, the RTD show. Cider, sodas, and cocktails, powered by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one. Canadian Club and CCG, available in tall cans and flying off the shelves.
Absolutely.
What's your you still do the, you do the, your billboard
top
100.
Top 25. That's it, yeah.
Okay.
So it's all like tequilas, that CC&G's in there. Olay right at the top of the charts.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, the difference between my top 25 now than when we started that program 5 years ago.
So
it was all white cans.
I was going to guess. Yeah, and, largely vodka-based.
Now you don't really see any white cans in there anymore, you know? It's interesting. And as more cool stuff like Topo Chico comes in, and stuff, it's just evolving. But here's a really kind of fun thing that we were doing, Joe. To be number one in the store back in 2017, to be number one in our top 25 fridge, you had to sell half as much then as you do today to be number 25.
Wow.
And that's how much RTD has exploded. Like, it now outsells beer. Like, it is a whole new genre, a whole new world. I think the Eastern powers have finally discovered that and go, oh, we should go look at these RTD thing. But BC's where it was born. When the new generation was there, when you and I are talking to a younger generation, like, back in the day, we used to drink these things called beers. It was this moment. This was the time that it all changed. When we started the show 5 years ago, people thought we were crazy.
Sure.
Why? Who would listen to that? How many RTDs are there? Mm-hmm. Now there's 4,000 in our market.
And you know what, Daryl? There's no sign of this trend slowing down.
Oh, it won't.
If anything, it's just going to expand the parameters, and we're going to find more in an innovative. Again, cocktails seems to be the trend. You know, because again, there's a lot of same out there. And again, this is not to denigrate any product. But, you know, you have to look at the playing field and go, okay, what's kind of open here? Let's go down in this
space. Yeah, because just coming up with another citrus flavor isn't going to work anymore. Like,
every
day is somebody's 19th birthday, and that is a new customer that's waiting for you every time.
So I'm going to put you on the spot because you know cocktails like nobody does. You know, when you think of classic cocktails like the Grasshopper, you know, the Stinger, the Rusty Nail, Zombies, things like that, can you foresee that maybe those, like even a Long Island iced tea, I know that's probably been tried before.
Yeah, you know what we actually have? We have Potter's Long Island iced tea in the store. Yeah, it does there. But those are interesting. Those are proper, like shooters and cocktails. And now that the stuff has changed, I'll give you an example. There is a new product at the store, and I had to help fight the powers that be to get it into BC because they wanted to like block it. But as a proud member of the Emerald Island family, Joe, can you believe if you walk to Legacy Liquor Store right now, I can sell you a can of Irish whiskey?
Wow.
Because I can.
Really?
There's a can of Irish whiskey. It's called Dram in a Can, 43%, spectacular whiskey, 100 milliliters, that's triple,
ooh,
in a can. We have a can of whiskey.
You just have one, or you've got several?
Just one. They're the first of the market. I've got several. I've got a lot of that one.
So you're saying I can go down and purchase a can of whiskey?
You can buy a can of whiskey.
I'm gonna try that.
I think that is the new avant-garde. Like, I'm telling you right now, it's like, sorry for our listeners, but it's minutia where the inboard agent, she's wonderful. She's owned a small business for years. She said, I've got this product. Government's not letting me bring it in. I said, hold on, I got you. And I gave them multiple examples of other things in cans that were already spirits, legally. They're liqueurs. They're cocktails, that kind of stuff. Why can I have a 35% on the rocks old fashioned, but I can't have a 43% Irish whiskey in a can? And that argument actually worked, which was great. And now we have, the dram in a can.
Dram in a can. Wow.
Yep.
Looking
forward
to it.
We should have Stacey on the show. Let's do it. Dram in a can. It's ready to drink. Let's have some Irish whiskey on the RTD show.
Let's do that. Our thanks to Peter Connor and Maddie from Park Drive for always being so hospitable. It is the RTD show. You can check us out through the various streaming devices, ciders, sodas, and cocktails. Also, sportsnet.ca/650, where you can listen to previous episodes. And thanks to our producer, Greg Ballack.
Thanks, Greg.
Always a pleasure. Daryl Lamb, we will reconvene in August. See you then.
See you then.
Cheers.
Ciders, sodas, and cocktails, the RTD show. And you've got it on Sportsnet 650.